Welcome.
Welcome.
You're listening to Blue Coast Talk with host Jack Bucchioni. Let's listen in.
But the way the traffic is, at the risk of being crude, you must find some way to leave your auto. Just hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Drop off and please leave and set yourself free.
And here they are, our guests for today. In the upper right, Dave. And on the upper left, Fareed. Let's jump right into it. We're going to talk about overbuilding and possible transportation solutions. Dave, why don't we start with you? Go for it.
Great. Well, good morning, everybody. And I'm glad to have the opportunity to participate. In terms of the development issues, and from many people's perspective over development, the most important thing to keep in mind about Sussex County is that it's going exactly how the Sussex Council designed it. The plan that was put in place 30 years ago, actually, was to leverage retirees, people who wanted to retire in this area, who had been visitors for many years, and to delay full tax assessment of agriculture property for as long as possible. To accomplish that, the County Council laid out three north-south development corridors, the western corridor being 25 miles wide, which is primarily agriculture, a five-mile strip of the beaches and the dunes along the Atlantic and the Delaware Bay, and in between, the newest thing was put in a five-mile strip labeled the coastal area for rapid development. Sussex County, since 1974, has been using those assessments. The 1974 assessments were used for taxing purposes of farmland. And beginning in 2025, the county is being forced by the courts to increase the value of that land. And it'll take about 6 to 8 years for the full valuation and taxation in that area to catch up. The coastal area is, as most of us know, is a developer's nirvana. And it's a nirvana on three levels. The first level is by default, developments can have two homes per acre with virtually no environmental or quality of life restrictions. The county can permit greater densities in certain situations, and they have to keep in mind that the state pays for about 90% of the road costs and about 60 to 80% of the schools. The second level of nirvana is the county gets 1.5% of the home sales price as a transfer fee, and they don't want you to call it a tax. They call it a transfer fee. The state gets 2.5% of that sales price. And again, they want it to be a transfer fee, not a tax. County officials continuously boast that property taxes have not gone up in Sussex County. The state and the two other counties benefit from Sussex growth because they get 80% of that transfer fee for their use. It's a vicious circle. The county's growing at 10 to 15% annually, especially in that middle district, the coastal area, and almost all of the growth in that coastal area keeps the Ponzi scheme going, meaning we need more and more development every year. That's by design. We need more and more development so that we can keep the cash flow running in a positive format. As a result of this strategy, the growing addiction to transfer fees, each year in the coastal area, there have been more and more forests cut down, wetlands filled, polluted waterways, and now we're the 47th worst quality of life in the U.S. in our area. Regulations to protect the environment and quality of life would only get in the way, and they're viewed by the county as minor speed bumps. Can't interfere with the county's gravy train. The big losers over the next 10 years will continue to be those in the coastal area. And if County Council continues with the status quo of more and more development to get more and more transfer fees while ignoring environmental and quality of life impacts, the only recourse is in voting them out. The other big losers of this scheme have been worker housing and transportation. While the majority of the jobs are in the beach area, this scheme has forced workers to try to find housing that is all the way in towards the agricultural area. It's a very difficult problem. And that's really it, Jack.
As a resident of a Sussex County, I always question myself that do we have sufficient infrastructure to really deal with what is happening in Sussex County? Sussex County population from 2010, which was 197,883, right now as 2024 is 272,000 people. This is 36.63% increase in population. Now, I can discuss something with you. It looks funny, but be honest with you, our roads are clogged up. Our school is at the capacity. And worse than anything else is we need to make sure that we have enough medical services because this is an aging population living in Sussex County, specifically in coastal area. So we need to ask our questions how we are going to deal with this higher density that is happening all the time. Don't get me wrong. I don't disagree with a constructive development. I am for it. I think it's important to bring a better quality of life to the people in Sussex County. However, this is getting out of control. I suggest, and everybody that is listening to this, get a copy of a Delaware Office of Estate Planning Coordination. Read the reports and see what's going on in there. I mean, absolutely, the number, the percentage of application requested by in Sussex County is 101% increase. This is absolutely a mind-boggling number. So how we are going to do all of this density, creating a better transportation system for the resident? This is an issue that we need to consider to see. We need a high-quality public transportation. We need a comfortable transportation to support all of this. If you read, for example, a copy of the frequently asked question prepared by the Freeman company, which is involved with the Cold Spring, they are telling us that, okay, we are going to use the DART. The question is DART capable of providing solid transportation at this time? These are the questions that should be answered. And be honest with you, Sussex County is absolutely getting bigger and bigger and bigger. If you look at their financial statements, their asset is about more than $1 billion in comparison with their liability, which is $300 million. So they have an extra of asset of $780 million. How that happens? It's all because of the revenue stream that is coming to the county and is costing us as a people that reside in Sussex County. That's all I can say.
Okay. If you could pay attention to the map to the other side, I'd just like to make a couple statements. A lot of the noise lately has been the overbuilding in what I call the triangle. And that's Route 1, Route 16, and the Cool Springs on Route 9 and North Star. I want to give a positive here. These are the entrance routes to the beaches. Sorry, but I'm going to say a shout out to Governor Carney. I do like what he's been doing, putting electric buses and changing out and putting in the Lewis Terminal to get public transportation. So can we shift the conversation to a little story? My wife and I were in Rehoboth having dinner, great restaurant. The server was crying. My wife went over, talked to her, brought her to the table. What was wrong? The owner wanted her to stay past 11 o'clock because more people have come in. She was stranded. Public transportation, she had no bus to get back, didn't know what to do. We took her home. You would have too. My point is, there's low-hanging fruit getting people from the west, the service workers, to the restaurants on the beaches. So we need to take what we have and maybe deficit spend and build that out. Governor Carney has been doing that. Fareed, your thoughts on that?
Well, I think this is a very significant issue, absolutely significant issue. Now, how we are going to solve this, I can give you a solution for this. The solution is, this is a subject that its county must be involved, local government must be involved, municipalities must be involved, the state government must be involved, and then finally, federal government. This is a public issue. When you talk about public issues, the funding is available. Honest to God, it is available. We can use it. Now, how we are going to use this? You have to have planners. You have planners within the state system. They are pretty good. You read their reports. They have the tools to do this. Now, what are those tools that we can talk about? The mostly is they can come and test the population growth. They have tools to look at the land use. All of this is very important. Now, in Cool Spring, the company is saying, hey, I'm going to build 1,922 single families, 432 multifamilies, and 906 duplex. But they have only 174 apartments. So that doesn't mean that they're going to do something that is going to support, let's say, low income or some kind of a complex that is going to help people like that. Now, how we are going to make sure that this is going to happen? So far, this is a plan. They are discussing it. I don't know if it's been, I don't have the knowledge to know that it's been approved or not, but the planning is the biggest thing that we can discuss. Transportation is nothing but planning. Be friend of planners and everything's going to work. Funding is available. Sussex County is a very strong financial institution. Be honest with you. I don't say this is a local government. It's a very strong financial institution. So we can use their arm, state arm, planning arms, federal arms. And now another thing is, it shouldn't stop here. We need to think about mass transit for the future. I mean, are we going to have some kind of I don't want to say this, but metro, a light rail, something that is going to help connect all these things together. Connection in transportation is a big deal. And I think with planning, with proper funding, with good coordination and collaboration between the local government, the state government, and federal government, we can achieve and having a very high quality system, transportation system, we can have right now, DART has about six or seven, I think, seven, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven routes in Sussex County and four routes for inner county. And that's it. That's all DART can offer, and people are not using them because it's not been advertised enough to see. I mean, for 1 week, ask people to use bus system free to see if they can touch it, they can feel it, to see how transportation works. We need to encourage that. Encourage more people to take public transportation. And that could be a good solution.
Fareed, question, this is Dave with a question. So one of the things that's difficult is the state and the county really work separately on all of these issues. The state is actually more of an advisor than setting the bigger picture structure, as you're referring to. Is that what you see?
I see it the same way. Yes, sir. Correct. Because I reviewed the I think it's called CTP, Consolidated Transportation Plan. Every state has this plan. I mean, you have to get a copy. In the state of Delaware, they have more than 102 projects in there, which they are working on it. But none of them is bus related issue that we can concentrate on it. It is transportation. Transportation means to so many people is roads. You know what I'm saying? You have to work on your roads, extend. But our roads are clogged up. The traffic during the summertime, it's unbearable. I mean, you can do anything. You're stuck in the street. So it's not just if people, I mean, the median income in Sussex County is $82,000. That means, okay, people are rich. Rich retirees are here. They don't want to use bus system because bus system, the concept is bus system is for low income people. This is an incorrect approach. This is not for low income people. You need to provide frequent system that people can use. That young lady that the Jack took home, she needs a bus system after hour that she can get home. So how we are going to do this, again, it's a combination of a state, local, and federal. We can do that. It's been done in other states. It's not something that it's just unique to Delaware. No, other states have done that. They increase their bus service. They increase their metro system. They increase their light rail. That's what it's all about. All together, plan something that is going to work for the state. Trust me, it's going to be very beneficial to all of the people who live in Sussex County.
Okay, folks, I think we have a caller on the line. Are you there? Are you on the air?
Hello, Jack?
Yes, Tom. Tom Brett from Southern Sussex County. Full disclosure, he's running for RD41, which is a state house office down in the southern part of the state. Tom, you're calling in for a question. Go for it.
Yeah. Well, great discussion with Dave and Farid. And this is the hot topic. And talking to people in the 41st, this is the first thing that comes to mind is what's considered the overdevelopment. So many issues. I just want to zero in on with Farid with the transportation. Are there any plans that are in place now that anybody has come up with that is available to the public for review with transportation, particularly east-west transportation?
I am not aware of that. I mean, I can do some research about that. I don't know. I mean, I'm getting used to this kind of thing recently. I'm not aware of that. But as I said, I really like what the state is doing. I mean, it's commendable, in my opinion. I mean, based on what I work in the state of Maryland for more than 20-some years in transportation, Delaware is doing a good job. The state is doing a good job. I'm not sure about the plan or something that is related to Sussex in coordination.
Question for Dave?
Yeah, Dave, interesting discussions. And my question is, are there any plans on the table now from any source that addresses solutions to the transportation that the public would be able to take a look at?
It's a great question. At the moment, no, because unfortunately we seem to have a preference in Sussex County. We do it ourselves. We do it in our own way. And we don't want to be told how to do it by Dover is the theme that I hear over and over and over trying to work with Sussex County officials. We have a lot of problems that are self-inflicted, and when you do that, then you have to be willing to, as Farid has recommended, you have to listen to other solutions. You got to work. It's smarter if you can work without reinventing the wheel. What have they done elsewhere? What has been successful elsewhere is much easier to adopt rather than insisting that you have your own solution to every problem. And unfortunately, transportation and the environment and quality of life, which transportation is a big part of, is just being left on the side of the road rather than being part of the equation.
Although a governor will be moving on, I'm hoping the next governor does pick this up. However, it needs work. I do believe one of the fallacies of the public transportation system at the beach is, wonderful system, guess what? The marketing end of it, and I'm not picking on them, but I am picking on them, nobody knows how it works. So the buses are running somewhat empty. To Farid's question or in comment, they're beautiful. They're more like shuttles. Very high end. There's internet service on it. They're air conditioned. And it's mostly tourists. But the word's not out. Oh, they talk about you have an app for this and a special for that. And if you buy 5 tickets of that, we're in an elderly population. Keep it simple. You can get on the bus. It's 80 cents one way. I give a buck. They can keep it. Just think the parking alone. when you go to Rehoboth, you go to some of the other cities. It's free parking at the bus terminals. You save all that money. And I timed it. I got to Rehoboth from my house 20 minutes faster during peak time. So Fareed, kudos, public transportation. And I'm going to throw this out. Much to do about affordable housing. I'm for it. Everybody on this show is probably for it. But the beach lots are over $1 million apiece. So the service industry lives in Laurel, Seaford, Dagsboro. They need to get to the jobs. Can we talk about that? Tom, what's your take on that?
Well, Jack, I know for sure transportation with workers and housing for workers is a big issue. Having worked in an industry that relied upon seasonal help in the beach areas. The need is fantastic. The need is great. Maybe the panel's opinion on ADUs, if they think that that could be a potential solution.
What is that, Tom?
The auxiliary dwelling units, a small unit on an existing primary residence plot, whether it's in addition to the home or a separate unit, to provide a low, affordable housing for either a small family or a worker.
Okay. Dave, want to weigh in?
Yeah, well, I think that's a reasonable contribution or part of the answer without a doubt. Excluding those just makes things harder. It doesn't help at all. I think the other thing that Tom brings up is, we used to think a lot of this was seasonal, and I would almost argue now it's no longer seasonal. The only day that I've seen the coastal highway low in occupancy in the last year has been on Thanksgiving and Christmas holiday. otherwise, we now have, there are hours of the day, and I'm not saying that we have New York style traffic. We don't, or New York City style traffic, but we're more and more congested every day now. You can pick any day of the week at any time to drive down Coastal Highway, and you're now driving at about 30 to 35 miles an hour max because the congestion levels have gone up. So all of these problems have to be looked at, and the challenge of it is, and Fareed brought it up, the challenge is it takes years of planning to actually get it done. It's not like you can say, okay, well, tomorrow we're going to put in this or we're going to put in that. You got to think ahead 5 to 10 years ahead of time, and we're not doing that.
Fareed, comments?
There are a lot of things. I mean, I don't want to really bring these things. We can discuss it in the future. But in transportation, there is a project that's called TOD. That's the transportation-oriented development. So what this project does is they connect everything together. Bus system to the bicycle, let's say, to the everything. In Maryland, what we did was we installed a rack in front of each bus that people can put their bicycle in front of the bus and go to the direction they want. So we can do the same thing here. As I said, the goal must be encouraging more people to take public transportation. Encouragement for people is necessary through any means. If it's TOD, let's do the TOD. Let's study this one, see if it's possible. There is no cost involved with it, putting a bike rack in front of the bus, because when people see that bike rack, maybe they're going to start using their bike and put it on the bus and then go to the destination they want to go and then use their bike. So there's many other options available, but we need to talk to each other, sit there, not 6 years planning. This must be at least 10 to 15 years planning for the future. We need to think about it, because this place is going to be full of people. Look at this. I mean, Dave and I live in a neighborhood that everybody's from different states. I mean, Virginia, New Jersey, New York, Florida. People are coming here because of the situation in this county. Now, how we are going to encourage them to use bus? Every one of them has 4, 5, 6 cars sitting in a driveway. We need to encourage people to use public transportation. We did this in Maryland. We created a commuter bus for people for long distances, and this is going to be very, very helpful. Cheap, very solid, very high-quality system. We can have it here in Delaware. It's not a big deal.
Well, we're at the witching hour, so I thank Fareed, Dave, and Tom for calling in. We'll take this up in the next show. Thanks.
Thanks for joining us today.